Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, March 27th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. The Rotary Clubs of Northwest Arkansas are hosting Everybody Wins, End Polio Now, a carnival-styled fundraiser, April 5th at 6 p.m. at the Pauline Whitaker Horse Arena in Fayetteville. This casual event includes games, entertainment, refreshments, and music by Ultra Suede. Tickets are available at the door or through Facebook. Search Everybody Wins, End Polio Now.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, spring is officially here, and the warmer weather will soon begin to bring insects like mayflies and damselflies out and about. But before those bugs mature, they spend their young lives as nymphs in local waterways. We visit a local creek to see what is swimming and crawling beneath the surface.
Plus, a conversation with another of this year's gubernatorial candidates, Mike Ross. The Democrat has aspirations that project beyond this November. And backhand springs and lateral bars, what it takes to be one of the best gymnastics programs in the nation. We spend time with the Arkansas Razorback Gymbacks, who will host the 2014 National Championship Regionals next week.
But first, a new report commissioned by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation indicates Benton and Washington counties are the healthiest counties in the state. The 2014 County Health Rankings and Roadmaps was conducted by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and places Benton County as the healthiest county in Arkansas and Washington County as the second healthiest. The report considers a number of factors, including the amount of clinical care available to residents and social and economic factors. Kate Conkle, an associate researcher for the Institute, says the report shows where people live matters to their health.
And that it's not just a single thing that makes us healthy or unhealthy. It's a variety of things. Things like education, community safety, smoking, housing, diet, and exercise. And we think about it as an annual checkup for communities. You know, people go to their doctor on an annual basis, maybe to get a checkup. And so we're doing the same thing, but at a bigger level, at a community level.
The least healthy counties in the state are generally along the eastern border and along the Mississippi River. Conkle says the social economic factors in the report, such as education and crime, weigh heavier than other categories.
Because we know that things like education and income are most strongly correlated with health outcomes, both on their own, but they also contribute to, you know, people with higher incomes, with higher levels of education, often live in communities that have better schools, that have infrastructure and resources available that can, again, support those healthy choices and healthy lifestyles. So we do often see, although not always, income and education strongly correlated with better health outcomes.
Benton County was given the top ranking for length of life, healthy behavior ratings associated with exercise and alcohol use and smoking. Madison County was ranked 6th in this morning's report, while Sebastian, Franklin, and Scott counties were ranked 16th, 17th, and 18th, respectively.
The National Weather Service says there is a chance for severe weather to develop over the western half of the state today and tonight. John Robinson with the Weather Service says there are chances tonight for damaging conditions.
Especially while these storms are in western Arkansas tomorrow evening, I think they'll offer the chance of some severe weather with damaging winds and large hail and maybe a couple of tornadoes.
The forecast calls for conditions to clear for the weekend for western Arkansas, though parts of the region closer to central Arkansas may have another chance for strong thunderstorm development tomorrow night.
Friday afternoon and evening, especially in central and southern Arkansas, we'll have another round of storms, again, mainly damaging winds and large hail are going to be the severe weather threats, but we cannot rule out a couple of tornadoes.
The extended forecast shows calmer weather for the region into late next week once this current system passes through.
Another candidate for governor is unveiling a plan for cutting taxes. Curtis Coleman, who is seeking the GOP nomination in the May primary, says his plan would benefit locally owned businesses. The plan would reduce taxes paid across all income levels. The plan would also eventually reduce the number of Arkansas income brackets from 6 to 5. Coleman says his plan would cost the state nearly $2.3 billion, but be financed from increased state revenues and reduced state agency budgets. Curtis Coleman faces Asa Hutchinson in the May 20th Republican Party primary.
Some city trails and streets in Fayetteville will be closed for periods of time this weekend for the annual Hogeye Marathon and Relays. Tabby Holmes, the race director for the Hogeye, says the closures will last only for a few hours at a time.
15 miles of the course, of the marathon course, is on our Fayetteville multi-use trail system. And there are only two changes in the course this year, and they're minor. The first being the finish line is in across from the Walton Arts Center in the Walton Arts Center parking lot.
She says using trails for a majority of the course requires fewer road closures and fewer police cars directing traffic. This is the 38th year for the race that attracts runners from across the country to Northwest Arkansas. She says runners from 35 states and Canada have already registered for the relays or for the marathon.
Right now, we have about 1,500 runners. We expect, because the weather forecast is actually looking really good, crossing my fingers, we expect a lot to come in and register at the expo or even come in and register the day of the race, because we, we have those available, and, you know, I think a lot of people are, maybe they took a little bit of time off on spring break and they're waiting to see how they feel when they come back from spring break, if they went skiing or they went on a cruise or whatever. And so I expect that we'll have more people register than we usually do the day before.
The Hogeye Marathon begins Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Fayetteville Square.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will take a 5-game winning streak into this weekend series at Mississippi State. Last night, Arkansas shut out Mississippi Valley State 3-0 in a game played in North Little Rock. The Razorback pitching staff has allowed just 3 runs in their last 45 innings pitched. The series against Mississippi State begins tomorrow night in Starkville.
There is a 40-50% chance of rain tonight, possibly with thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 30s in northwest Arkansas tonight. Lows around 50 tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. Again, possibly some thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, upper 50s in northwest Arkansas, mid-60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Friday night, 50% chance of rain. Lows from 34 to 39. And the forecast for Fayetteville Sunday for the Hogeye Marathon, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s.